Right, Ricky, that was a hard-fought 3 points, but an excellent 3 points. What do you make of it?
Yeah, tough game. They're always tough games against Bedford. You know, we knew what to expect from them. You know, they got some really good experience in the two centre midfield players, Tommy Hole and Josh Beach. They've got strength up front with the two big boys, and they got pace in wide areas. So we knew that, you know, on their day they're a good side, that they cause teams problems, and we knew it was going to be a tough game. And fortunately for us, I think we've managed to put in another really professional performance. Yeah. And get the 3 points. I think sometimes you can get carried away coming off the back of a really good performance and victory at the weekend. You know, I said to the players at half time that there was a little bit of frustration in their performance, and I said they just need to make sure that they understand and recognise that you don't get those games. They're few and far between, the 6-0 games. So, you know, this game was going to be won by the single goal or very close margin. And we just had to make sure we stuck to the task and give ourselves the best chance of it being us that scored it. And fortunately, that happened with a great move and a great finish from Andrew Phillips. Yeah. And then the boys, as they've done so many times this year, defensively were really solid, defended our 18-yard box very, very well, and kept another clean sheet. So, and I'm really, really pleased. Really important 3 points. With other teams not playing, you know, it just gives us another opportunity to move up a couple of places in the league.
Yep, up to second place, I think.
Yeah, no, it's been a good season to date, and we have to you have to target your home games to pick up points, and today was no different. You know, we had to make a couple of changes. Charlie Diaf didn't get back until halfway through the game from his flight from Belfast, so you know he was on the bench, but Daniel Moyes coming and done great, Jared Cunniff was unavailable. Luke Knight started the first game for 7 or 8 weeks and got through 60 minutes. Peter Clark come on and give us a little bit of extra going forward, as we know he can. But you know, on the Peter Clark situation, I think, you know, we've just spoke to the lads. That's Pete's last game for the club. He's going to be going back to St Neots, and we wish Pete all the very best with that. We hope it works out, and we thank him for his time at the club and his contribution he's made to helping us get where we are in the league.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers, mate.